I guess most of us get to a stage in life where we start to question our career and think, is this the right life decision? And of course, the interesting thing about careers is we make a decision on our job, often the age of 16. But how much do you really know about life at that age? So a few years suddenly roll by, you find yourself frustrated. You're not really quite sure what motivates you. I'm going to be talking to Bevis from Magenta Coaching Solutions, and we're going to talk about motivational mapping. This is a fantastic way to understand yourself and move forward from those blocks. Also, Bevis has a fantastic book out, which is called Mapping Motivation for Coaching. We're going to find out some more about that in just a moment.
This is a featured UK Talk Radio top business.
So we're talking about moving on with your life, and one of the ways to do that, one of the ways to understand yourself more, is motivational mapping. So Bevis, what are the benefits of motivational mapping?
Main benefits are clarity, having absolute clarity of what's important to you in your career and what the next steps are, a greater knowledge and understanding of what motivates you and how that changes during the course of your career, so that you can obviously make good, informed career choices. And, of course, also the ability to improve and increase your influencing skills. Often conflict occurs between people when there's a misunderstanding of what motivates people. So, those are the three main areas: enhanced clarity, greater understanding and awareness of the next steps in career, and also improved ability to influence other people, and especially the ability to influence those perhaps we've previously struggled with.
Those are the benefits of motivational mapping. I know you've worked with lots of people and they've gained some terrific results. So could you give me an example of one person and what they've gained from motivational mapping?
We've had over 40,000 maps completed now and lots of different stories. But I'll kind of highlight a couple or one or two that are in the book. So Jason's a good friend of mine. I actually ended up at university with him. We lost touch, as you do. And he got back in touch with me after he spotted me on LinkedIn of kind of what I was doing. He completed a motivational map. And what we found was that he was motivated by both power, control and influence, which fitted. He built his own business. But he was also motivated by freedom and independence. And that was getting more important to him. And he was kind of feeling a bit under pressure because his wife wanted to move country. She didn't like where they were living. His business partner was a good friend as well, wanted him to stay in the business and stay in the country. And the motivational maps helped unpick that dilemma, unpick that problem. He ended up moving country and setting a new office overseas. But also ultimately now, as that freedom driver has become more and more important, Jason's now sold the business and is now running his own coaching, mentoring and training business, which fits much more closely and neatly what motivates him now than obviously what he was doing previously. So I think that the challenge with motivation is it changes, and unless your career changes with what motivates you, you end up feeling uncomfortable.
So a fabulous example of somebody who was able to move forward with their life, do something which was more in keeping with what they wanted. So tell us a little bit about the process. What is the process here?
Yeah, really simple. I think it's actually much more simple than people expect. So the motivational map is an online 10 to 12 minute self-perception inventory. So if you request a motivational map, you get sent a link and a password. It takes 10 to 12 minutes to complete. We recommend people do it quickly, so it shouldn't take any longer than that. At the end of the map, once you've finished the map online, the client report will come straight back to the individual who's completed it. And there's also a second report, what we call a coach report, that will come through to the coach. And then ideally, you arrange a time, half an hour or so, over the phone or online to just talk through the results. It's as simple as that.
So Bevis, let's talk about motivation. Now, for instance, if I'm running a team and I'm motivated by money, I guess I'm going to try and offer the team incentives, but they might not be motivated by money. I know that there are 9 triggers for motivation. So if I'm trying to motivate somebody by money and it doesn't work for them, I'm going to become more frustrated because I'm thinking, why don't you understand what I'm offering you here? Why isn't this working? So let's talk about getting these triggers right, so that we can actually motivate people and get fantastic results.
It's very insightful. That's exactly what I found as a manager. I was motivated by freedom and independence. So, of course, I gave my team lots of freedom and independence. And looking back as a manager, I thought I was a good manager, but actually at least 5 of the 8 people I managed wanted a lot more direction. So we do tend to just motivate people based on what intrinsically motivates us. And of course, that only works with people with similar drivers. So the 9 motivational preferences are security, stability, expertise, specialization, recognition, good relationships, power, control and influence, money, which I think is one that people think is more prevalent than it actually is, meaning and purpose, freedom, independence and creativity and innovation. And they have different labels. The labels aren't important. You find that out through the mapping process. But those are the 9 different motivational preferences. And of course, everybody is motivated by a combination of those in a different sequence and order. And understanding, it's really fascinating to understand what's at the top of your map, but also what's at the bottom. Because if you're, I mean, I found this, I really wasn't motivated by security and stability at all. And yet I was working in local government at the time where a lot of people were. And hence, when the map came back, I was like, this explains a lot in terms of the conflict I was experiencing and the misunderstanding I was having with the people I was working with.
And I suppose unless you sort this out, you're left in a situation where you maybe feel you feel trapped, you're not fulfilled. So basically the motivational map allows you to move on from that feeling.
Absolutely. So from an individual level, a career coaching perspective, it helps you to move. If you're feeling uncomfortable in your career, which over 60% of the population are, because I think the stats show that 60%+ of people are actively disengaged, then, yeah, it helps you move on from that uncomfortable feeling with clarity of what the next steps are. As soon as you feel clear about what the next steps are, even if changes don't happen immediately, you immediately feel better. And then from a team perspective, again, over 60% of people leave their boss rather than their job. And that's because of the dilemma we were just talking about, where managers, of course, like I was, are just managing based on what motivates them. So being able to know exactly what motivates each member of your team means you can then use the right reward strategy, the right management style for each person, which obviously drastically improves team performance and also the skills of managers and leaders.
So are there 2 purposes, just to understand? The motivational map can help you if you're in management to manage others. Can it help an individual as well, so that you can obviously just develop as an individual? You might not necessarily be in management yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Those are the 2 main purposes. As an individual, you can complete the motivational map, as I did, get some insight and begin to think about your career in a very different way, because you know what motivates you all of a sudden, and you know actually why you're feeling uncomfortable. Because not only does the map tell you what motivates you, it also tells you, gives you an indication of how fulfilled you're feeling against each of the motivators that are important to you. So it's wonderful insight into why you're feeling the way you're feeling and what the next steps might be.
And a great form of basically to be able to understand where you are in relation to each of those motivators, what motivates you. So a feeling of clarity, a feeling of then of starting to change your life. Also very exciting for you. You've got a book out at the moment. So tell us about the book.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So, the book is co-written with James Sale, who is the inventor of motivational mapping. It's called Mapping Motivation for Coaching. And the book takes people on a bit of a journey where they get to understand, obviously, what motivates them, but also gain some insight into the journeys of some clients, and they gain some inspiration, if you like, as to what the next steps could hold for them. And it also is a great book for coaches and consultants, because it helps them to upskill, if you like, and learn more about an area which really isn't covered that well. Motivation, as opposed to personality, there's very little about it. So we're kind of at the cutting edge, really, of knowledge around motivation, which is of course really exciting.
So exciting for you as well. The book is available, and we can find out more about ourselves. Also, the motivational maps are available. So to get involved with both of these, where do we go to next?
Well, of course, the book you can find on Amazon or Routledge, which is the publishers, like, say, Mapping Motivation for Coaching, available now. Equally, if people are interested in completing a motivational map themselves, I'm more than happy for them to make direct contact with me, either through my website, which is www.magentacf.co.uk.
Thank you, Bevis. Don't forget to complete one of those motivational maps yourself. Find out, learn more about yourself and move forward. We've been talking to Bevis, and Bevis is from Magenta Coaching Solutions, and the book is called Mapping Motivation for Coaching. That's Mapping Motivation for Coaching.
This is a featured UK Talk Radio Top Business.